One of the focal areas of research in the collection of birds is discovery of species. The discovery and description of new bird species is pretty uncommon nowadays, but it does happen. Such discoveries are often the result of expeditions to previously unsampled areas where birds are collected via shotgun or mist net. In 2009 and 2010, we were able to send expeditions to the African countries of the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Benin. This resulted in hundreds of new specimens and associated tissue samples being added to the collection of birds. As part of a larger study of genetic relationships amongst the, at the time, five described species of forest robins in the genus Diphornis, we added samples that we had collected from the Congo and Benin, as well as some samples collected by other institutions. Our genetic results suggested that some of the new samples represented new species. Further analysis of morphology and plumage coloration supported these results. In 2017, we published our findings, along with the formal description of three new species. The first is the Dahomey forest robin, named after the Dahomey Gap, which derives its name from the kingdom of Dahomey in what is now Benin. The second is the Ghana forest robin, named for the geographic location of most samples provided to us. And the third is Rutter's forest robin, named for James Earl Rutter, who, as many of you will know, led the 2nd Ranger Battalion during the invasion of Normandy and who later became a president of Texas A&M University. Authors on this paper included graduate and undergraduate students in the former Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Sciences. Their contributions highlight our effort to include students in scientific research whenever possible.